KSHCXW Laundry.
KE8LAX, KE8LAX, this is NAWRO, how copy?
NAWRO, this is KE8LAX, loud and clear.
Yeah, you as well, and so that is the HT, correct?
That is correct, Tim. This is the handy talkie. Only does 5 watts, and I've got the 771 Nagoya on it.
Understood. I did do the transmit test while you were talking. Of course, it gave me busy, so I know you already did this. But go ahead and key up and make sure you get that busy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over to you.
Yeah, no, I have to go back into the CTS. It let me transmit. So I got to go back in and play with it a little bit.
Sounds good. I think we're good with this one. You want a QSY to the 7.2. I'm going to try it on this radio here, which I don't think I've done. So 7.2?
Copy that, 7.2. KE8LAX, clear.
NAWRO, clear.
Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Monitor.
WADD.
Yes, sir. NAWRO.
What's up, WRO, Mr. Tim? How are you doing today? Beautiful day to do nothing.
Yes, it is. I should probably get out there because I've been sitting here working on like a little deployment list for game day and about fixing to send it over to the boss just to take a look, although he's working today, so we can do it whenever, but it's looking good. One of the new guys we were talking today, and he's got his code plug all set. This is a little different, though, Wally. It wasn't, I don't know if you saw it on Discord, but I think we got it figured out for color code free.
Yeah, color code free and in call. I'm not sure if the in call is just the Motorola thing or if it's an everybody thing, but I'm not sure. But as long as it's working and we can't step on each other, I guess that's all that matters.
So on his radio, it was polite to all, polite to color code, impolite. And it kind of figured that one out. So he wants polite to color code. Means it will not transmit if a signal is detected on the same color code. That's the one we wanted.
Yes, it depends what kind of person you are. You could hit the impolite button. See, Motorola didn't use the word impolite. Nobody would have checked that. Wink.
Yeah, it did make me laugh when I looked those up. It's like, who came up with this? Impolite means it will transmit no matter what. I knew somebody like that once I used to work with.
There. Were you in on the 800 days, or is that a little bit before your time?
Oh, no. I think we had to have to consult with Sean, if my memory serves me correct. I could swear we had some VHF when I started, some junkie preps that were laying around. And, of course, UHF, and then we went to, what they have now.
Well, I'll say myself, every time I always did it, it was always VHF. Still is on the fire truck over there in the state just because they're home and stuck in their ways and not in my backyard and all that other stuff. But all the police and everybody else has migrated, and the ambulances have all migrated over to the statewide system many years ago. But back when I was doing it, none of that stuff existed. So it was impolite to all.
You go back far enough. I won't say the call sign here, but I remember we were supposed to ID by voice. I guess it was supposed to be every hour, and there was a station 40. I remember that, and like I said, I won't say the call sign, but yeah, those were the days. I'm sure we forgot more often than we remembered to do it.
We were station 11, and then they migrated to using the word county, but it started off station 11. 5-1, 1151, station 11. So 11 must have been our county or a dispatch or something. So that's how we used to do it. Page 11. 11-11-51. That's what we used to say.
So back when I was at the college, it was South and Center Campus. South Campus was just radio. But that was because the leadership came from Detroit, I think. And then Center Campus was 40, Station 40. But we could hear each other, you know, when the conditions were right on top of the roof, you could talk from South to Center, and that was UHF back in the day.
Yep, ambulances were 11-5-1. Fire trucks, depending on what town they were. 12 was Pawpaw, which is where I was from. 13 was Lawton. 25 was Mattawan. 17 was Lawrence. So that's how you kind of knew. So all you had to do was say 17 and then make up a number, and you knew where you were getting connected to the town next door. So, but that's the way it were back then. Now it's county and, hey, Lawrence. So things have changed. All right. Enough reminiscing. I'm back at the office. We shall reminisce some more, I'm sure. Topic to be continued. See if Sean remembers some of the old stuff, too. Be gone after yours. WAVD.
Was that here or was that over there? I thought he said hello. NAWRO, if not.
It might have been Sean on FBI, but it was. It scanned and picked it up on the KC8LT ops. So I don't know why it does that. I'm going to have to look at that. It prefers that over FBI Richmond, and I'm right under FBI Richmond, so I'm sure it was Sean. I shall chat later. WAD.
NAWRO.
K8WOJ with a quick question.
Good afternoon, Rick. Go right on ahead.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing today? Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a DMR newbie here, and I'm trying to program a DMR simplex, and I've got the Anytone 878 and Anytone's CPS there, and it seems like I cannot program a simplex channel without having a talk group attached to it. Is that true?
That is correct. Wally helped me out with the one we're here. It is, it is one of those head scratchers to get right. We ended up creating a talk group. We just called it 99. But you do need a talk group, even though it's simplex.
Oh, okay. I just assumed you could go radio to radio without having to go talk group kind of thing. I have a ZumSpot Elite. And I run WPSD instead of PiStar on there. And you set the talk group in there. So I was trying to set a DMR frequency simplex that I could connect to the ZumSpot and let that pick the talk group kind of thing. But it appears like I'm not going to be able to do that.
Tim, I'll let you finish this one. I got to get into work. Everybody's staring at me. WPD.
Oh, heck, you're already gone. Well, yeah, I was going to try to jump into it here, but sounds good. Have a good one. So, let's see. I got my notes out here, Rick. Yeah, what we did is created a PX contact, otherwise known as a talk group. You can name it whatever you want, but apparently there's a thing now for Simplex PMR talk group 99. You make a 99 talk group, and the alpha character after that could be whatever you want. In this case, we did PX permit always, and that's our talk group. And then whatever frequency we picked, for example, ours was 446.5. We did color code 1, slot 2. And the ticker, of course, you probably already know this, the RX and the TX are the same. Copy?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll give that a try and see what happens there. Oh, God, it seemed like I remember something in the it's been a while since I fired up the ZumSpot there, so I got to try to remember. But it seemed to be recommending a slot and a color code all the time. But I'll try it your way there and see what happens.
Well, you got that clear node, right, Rick? NAWRO. Yeah, Rick, go ahead and give it a try. Just a caveat here. I'm kind of a novice myself, too, trying this out ourselves, although Wally's helping out a lot. So But get back with us. We just got it working the other day. He went by last night, local, and he was driving by, and I said, hey, listen, I got it working because it works with my HT. And sure enough, works like a charm. Both frequencies, and it's simplex, low power, and it was just good to get that done. But it did take a while. So good luck with it. Let me know. N-A-W-R-O, after you, Rick.
Okay, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. I had this thing connected to the Zoom spot there a few months back when I first got the radio, but I wasn't same as the repeaters. I was hitting the repeaters, but I wasn't transmitting any audio or receiving any audio, and I was getting the same thing through the Zoom spot there. So now that the DMR on this is actually working, maybe it'll work fine on the Zoom spot. But anyway, thank you very much. I sure appreciate it. You guys, you have a good day and a safe one, and we'll catch you later. K-8-W-O-J.
You as well, Rick. N-A-W-R-O.
You guys all hiding out over here?
We were, Sean, N-A-W-R-O, but Wally claimed he had to go back to work.
That explains it. Calling out on analog, counting out on P25. All you guys are over here on the DMR. Oh.
I tell you, it's kind of fun because we got a couple of new guys for the group, and they got the DMRs, and they're putting the code plugs in. They're making headway. We're doing some testing. It's all good.
Cool. I can get out of the repeater business. I'm going to sell mine to the highest bidder.
Don't go that far yet. One of these days, you know, when time permits, I'll throw my hat in the ring for more improvements on the one up here.
I need to get a DMR machine up there. It's slated. We've got all the equipment. I've got the machine. We've got antennas, hard line, and receive multi-couplers, and transmit combiners, and just never got around to it. We have plans for at least one DMR machine up there on the MI5 network, and then maybe one on Brandmeister / something else. There's even plans for a GMRS, God forbid. So we just gotta get re-motivated.
Hey, Sean, good to hear you. K-8-W-O-J.
Hello, hello. You guys slumming it here on DMR? Yeah, I'm just driving home.
So when the guys get the code plugs all done, we're all comfortable with it. We know we don't use the event channels under normal conditions, but can we do a quick transmission test on it just to make sure they got it right?
I'm going to say probably, but best if you got on the, you know, Central Michigan's got a pretty good webpage where they announce happenings, what's going on the network, and, you know, when they're going to be using, lighting up those event channels and stuff. I would imagine there's contact information there to ask. Unless you catch Fred or Jeff or somebody out here, you know, normal course of business, they can answer correctly.
Yeah, that was my thought as well. So we'll make sure we do that. And then the other thing is just going to make sure the guys do have a sign up for Fred's list, like it says on the page, you know, just for announcements, you know, just for that. So, yeah, next time I can get a hold of Jeff one way or the other when they're ready. We just want to do that before October. But appreciate the tip. Thank you.
Yep, or they set that. He set that policy. So, but yeah, the getting on the mailing list for events on the network are pretty good.
Yeah, no problem with your receive up here with your signal. And I appreciate again. We'll talk soon. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar.
K-8-F-C-R, stay with one.
Mike, is that you? This is N-A-W-R-O. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, Tim, it sure is. Doing all right. On the road home from work here. So, you know, that's always a happy time. Besides, apparently the power is out in Casco Township right now, so I could go fire a generator up.
Well, that's not good. But then again, us generator owners love an excuse to fire those bad boys up. Yeah, I was going to say real quick, if you needed one, I've got one I could loan you, but it looks like you're all set. Hey, Mike, I did want to kind of sort of apologize. We had a mixed message the other day. You're more than welcome to join this side or the other side or both. We just wanted to make that real clear. And, in fact, I think I want to go to Riley and Aaron's next meeting. I got to double check, but I think it's the 23rd. But just wanted to make sure, unfortunately, Mike didn't really know that you and I have already talked. But again, whatever you want to do is fine. I just wanted to get that out there. I think we left you with these guys don't want me here because I'm out of county. That's not true. You're more than welcome to join. It's up to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate the generator offer, and I appreciate you clearing that up. I kind of got that towards the end of my conversation with Mike. I did find the St. Clair, Riley's contact info. I still need to reach out to him. I was like, I think their next meeting, I think you're right, I saw on their website, the 23rd. And I would like to get up to that if I can. So if you decide to head up that way, I think it's at the St. Clair County Airport, if I'm not mistaken. I'll probably see you there.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to do that. I have been there before. They were really gracious. It was actually their EMARC meeting, not the actual ARPS meeting that I attended. But we can meet up, on the way. Let's just statewide one, I guess, would be fine. And, I know which building, and, maybe we can just kind of coordinate our way, and I'll show you where it's at, because I want to go to and check it out. I've never been to one of their ARPST meetings before, but if they get a chance to show you the EOC up there, it is nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'd like that a lot. That would that'd be great. And it get me back into college days again. I helped revive the potent Keweenaw County EOC with their AP. With all the emergency groups up there. Got HF contact back to Marquette and then down to Lansing and obviously statewide MPSES work. But funny enough, in the UP, they still use a lot of the older VHF equipment. The old high band stuff is still widely used up there. Oh, that sounds great. I need to get home and check my calendar, make sure the 23rd is up. Oh, yeah, let's plan on that.
It sounds good. And Riley is on our Discord group, so I'll double-check with him just to make sure. And wait, did I catch that? Did you go to Michigan Tech by chance?
I sure did. I'm a Husky. I was a member of Whiskey 8 Yankee while I was up there. Got my license up there, and yeah, we put up a couple DMR machines, linked them. Didn't end up linking them to MI5 because the club up there wanted to retain control of the talk groups. But it was one of our primary emergency use systems on top of the VHF machines. And then we actually, our clubs ended up buying a number of 800 MPSES radios and getting our own talk groups on the system just because its coverage was incredible in the UP compared to any system we set up.
NASA now. But I remember going up there a couple of times. I remember Broomball, Winter Carnival, some guys skiing down the hill with torches or something.
Broomball, I remember playing Broomball. I never got into building the ice statues. I was usually out ice fishing while my friends were building the ice statues, but yeah, skiing down the hill with the torches, that was ski patrols you have during Winter Carnival, and then the fireworks going off on the top of the ski hill. It's a great time up there. Different world. And the winters are long. It's 90% of your of the time you're in school up there, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just remember it being a heck of a long drive down here from Macomb County all the way up there, but had a carload of my buddies, and we went up there to see the other guy that was there, and we did have a good time. Long time ago. But, hey, this Thursday, we've got one of our guys, John, doing the net, and I'm going to be, like, backup net control, I think. So you're welcome to join if you're free for our net. And then on the 23rd, let's join up, and we'll go up and see what they got to offer up there. And no reason why you both of us can't be, I think somebody coined the phrase, dual citizenship.
All right, that sounds great. Yeah, I think being, you know, with our proximity to the county line between Macomb and St. Clair, being dual citizens makes sense. So yeah, let's go ahead and plan on that. And on the long drive, it was a very long drive. I remember once we got hit a couple snowstorms and it took me 13 hours to get home. That was a rough day.
Yeah, I imagine in the bad weather. Now, of course, I did go up in winter because the ice statues were there. But I remember I had the Subaru back then, so it was a little four-wheel drive car. But we jam-packed it full with buddies, and the weather wasn't bad. It was cold. It was winter, but there was no storms. So, you know, I just remember going over the bridge, and there was something about a Yugo that went over the edge on the bridge back in those days. Ugh, I don't. But, yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, that's incredible. I've heard the tales of the Yugo going over the bridge. But I don't know what it was about when I was driving in the wintertime. It usually never failed me. As soon as I hit the bridge to start heading south, I would hit a snowstorm until at least the Grayling area, and 75 would just be a parking lot, or you're going 35 miles an hour from the bridge all the way to Grayling. It was rough. I definitely don't miss those drives. Those were probably the worst part of going to school all the way up there.
Yeah, back then I remember my buddy Larry, he said the same thing. He was just like, it's a long way. So he didn't really come home that much. But, you know, for the holidays, I think he tried to make it home to Utica. Back then we were all in Utica. But anyways, a pleasure talking as always. I'm usually out in Statewide 1 most of the time now, so if I hear your call, I'll probably answer back. Great talking again. This is NHWRO. I'll let you get on your way after yours.
All right. Appreciate it, Tim. Pleasure talking to you as well and catching you on here. I usually stick to Statewide 1, or if I'm on analog, I'll hit one of the FBI repeaters or maybe the Mount Clemens. UHF. So I will talk to you again soon. This is KE8 FCR.
WAB, Mobile Home Bird.
NHWRO, you missed Sean. He made a guest appearance on DMR.
He's noticed it's gotten a lot of attention lately, which is good, which it has. Your radio sounds clear, it's inviting. I never realized it worked so well up here. And I can drive around with my handy talkie in New Baltimore, which is unheard of. So I don't know what's right about this antenna or this repeater or what it is, but the coverage in my little corner of the world.
Yeah, one of the new guys, Dean, was up 26 Mile Road area, I believe, and he had his HT with him, DMR HT, and he was clear as a bell. And then he went to his mobile for the 7.2 just to make sure everything's working, you know, for October, and that was fine, too. So the one new guy's good, and then we just got to get Darren to get his testing done, and we're ahead of the game here. The 25th is... still got a ways to go for that meeting.
Yeah, first. I'll miss it. I don't know. Maybe I'll call in and somebody can put me on speakerphone or something.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to do that. Yeah, try to figure something out there. And I don't know if he's listening or not, but did you get that video I sent at John's dive? That was awesome.
I did get it, but I hadn't had a chance of looking at it yet. had a lot of small things that, nothing really big, but a lot of small things that I've been procrastinating on, and I've been kind of like, my mind has kind of been focused on work to get rid of all of these small projects, because, you know, sooner or later, all of a sudden, they'll hit you all at once, like, did you do this, and did you do this, and did you do this, and I'm trying to keep that from happening, so I've been focusing on getting all that stuff done.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days. A lot of small projects, but if you don't get them knocked off, it's going to, you know, get worse later.
Yeah, when I was younger, I did a lot of the big projects, so I didn't have to focus on any of the small stuff. Well, now that my son is slowly starting to take over all the big projects, I am slowly starting to acquire all the small projects. So it's kind of like a paradigm change for me.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I overheard the word retirement come out of your mouth earlier this morning to some degree. I'm not sure what context it was.
It's on my mind. So.
Oh, no, man, that's nice. Do it while you can. That's great. That just sounds wonderful.
Yes, sir. I'll be traveling via my Node and my PLC.
Got the unit in SDS 100 here, and I turned up talk group 2841. Listening to Dave Dispatch. He's in fine voice today.
Yeah, he's got that Dispatch voice down pretty darn good. I might listen to him, too. That works remarkably well. So, I make that sound.
All right, well, he sounds good. I haven't heard much of Tom today, but sounds good. I'll have this on for a while still. N8WRO, after you.
For a few expensive radio, it just blows me away. I hope this one performs as well.
K8CYB, 88MS. Hey, thank you. Hey, WRO. Get me out there. Get a few kicks on.
KF8, BMW for a radio check. KF8, BMW, radio check.
Radio check's coming in loud and clear. KE8WUO.
KE8WUO, KF8, BMW. Thank you, sir.